Ich habe mit Julien Balul gesprochen. Julien war Sprecher der IDF, das sind die Israel Defense Forces, und er hat eine klare Position zum Thema Queers for Palestine.
Forces klingt für mich so nach Armee.
Ja,
Aber
das, genau,
okay.
er war Armeesprecher und er ist sehr
Ah,
bekannt geworden
verstehe.
in Israel, weil er den Social Media Account betreut hat, und da hat er ein Foto veröffentlicht von sich und seinem Freund Händchen halten. Das ist um die Welt gegangen.
Gab's da Probleme für ihn durch das Foto?
Ja, das war sicherlich nicht unkritisch für ihn, aber es hat dazu geführt, dass die israelischen Streitkräfte sich für das Thema geöffnet haben. Und es war sehr interessant für mich zu hören, dass in Israel die Streitkräfte häufig Innovationsmotor sind für queere Rechte, weil die einen Umgang damit finden müssen und queere Menschen integrieren müssen, sodass sie in dieser relativ konservativen israelischen Gesellschaft immer wieder eine Vorreiterrolle spielen.
Dann hat es sich ja für ihn auf jeden Fall oder für uns alle oder für alle Israeli, alle queeren Israeli auf jeden Fall gelohnt, mit diesem Foto in die Offensive zu gehen. Starke Sache.
Julian, is it right that I characterize you? You are a very famous face of the queer community in Israel.
On the French queer community, yeah, I'm pretty known in France. I'm going a lot on TV and French TV, especially things happening in Israel. And I'm especially, very active on Twitter, X, whatever, with a lot of account. But yeah.
You have a very strong position to the item Queers for Palestine.
Yeah. You know, in Israel, you say that it's a chicken for KFC. Maybe the picture of the on the internet. It's that. I don't understand how it's even possible when you know the situation and the reality on the ground, not for LGBT in Israel, LGBTs in Arab countries or in Palestinian territories. If you know how gay people are treated in Palestinian territories, you cannot say such a thing. You can be for Palestinian state, you can be for Palestinian freedom, yeah, of course. But saying queer for Palestine and just ignoring totally the situation on the ground and ignoring and not even talking about Hamas once or Hezbollah or whatever, it's insane, because I'm totally okay with the fact that, you can be queer and pro-Palestinian, I understand that. But if you're unable in the same time of blaming Israel for what they say doing the Palestinian territories, for example, but also in the same time blaming the Palestinian society and the Hamas for what they do for against their own population, I cannot understand that. You know what I mean?
Is there any possibility that you can live as a queer person in Palestine?
Yeah, if you're in the closet. Because, in Gaza, for example, they kill people, they throw them from rooftops. In Palestinian territories as well, it's very complicated. Some of the gay Palestinians are refugees also in Israel, because it's too dangerous to be in Palestinian territories. The situation of Israeli Arab gays also is also complicated, but it's forbidden, it's illegal, it's not accepted. So, yeah, that's the situation.
We discuss in this evening the question: what can we do in Germany to make the situation better, to make the discussion better?
I think that what can be done, first of all, is to understand that it's not about the Jews. The terror organization and the ideology that is behind this is a threat for everyone, for women, for Christians, for Jews, for gays, for lesbians, for transgender, for journalists, for all the minority, for all the enemies of freedom. They use our weaknesses, they use our platforms, they use our laws to get free, to be free to do whatever they want against us in their country. And we need to protect our democracies against this.
Last question. If you have a wish, what can fulfill a wizard, what wish would you have?
Well, first of all, for us, I hope there won't be a war anymore. First of all, I hope that we'll have a great Friday weekend, Friday week, and quiet for everyone. I hope that what we had before the COVID, that was, a lot of gay people from Europe used to come here on vacation and know each other and, get to know the situation, will continue. And I hope that at some point people will start talking about the situation of LGBT inside the Arab countries. And, you know, just open their eyes about the situation, and maybe they will start helping them, and they will start talking about that not only when it's related to Israel, but also when it's just related to them. Because the only cases that they talk about the Palestinian, it's when it's related to Israel. They don't care about the Palestinian when it's not related to Israel.
Thank you for your fantastic work, and thank you for this interview.
Danke.
Das war sie, unsere Sondersendung zu Israel.
Danke, Cornelia, dass du diese Reise gemacht hast. Danke, dass du gesund wieder zurückgekommen bist. Und danke, dass du diese Interviews mit uns geteilt hast.
Ich hoffe, das stärkt die Perspektive und eine differenzierte Sicht auf Israel. Das war mir wichtig und das war natürlich auch der israelischen Botschaft wichtig, die, wie ich finde, uns einen guten Einblick in die Situation queerer Menschen in Israel nahegebracht hat.
Ja, das war's für heute. Dann wünsche ich euch noch einen schönen Sommer. Genießt die Zeit, habt viel Spaß und trinkt ordentlich.
Tschüss, Daniel.
Tschüss, Cornelia.